True American hero there, Brantley Gilbert. Okay. Yes, he is. Stopping his show on Friday night, going backstage, helping his wife deliver their third child, a little boy. Then went back on stage an hour later and finished the concert, not depriving his fans of a concert. That's a true American hero.
Well, he's got another baby, so he couldn't give refunds, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pay for that little guy. You're right. Diapers are expensive. You're right.
I mean, there won't be a hospital bill because, well, you had it on the bus, but doesn't matter. Right now, we want to give you the 9 o'clock word. We want to send you to see Kane Brown. Kane Brown special guest Mitchell Tenpenny, Ashley Cook at CMAC in May. Tickets don't even go on sale until this Friday. But here's the word. You get this word, you put it online at WBEE.com. The word is heaven. Heaven. H-E-A-V-E-N. Heaven. Get to WBEE.com and enter that word.
Yeah, it's your chance to score Kane Brown tickets. And we have four Kane Brown code words. We have 8, 9, then 4 and 5 in the afternoon. All four different, so that's four different chances for you to sign up and win the Kane Brown tickets. Head on over to WBEE.com. One of the country artists that loves dressing up for Halloween. He was Deadpool. He was a dodgeball character. He loves to get creative Halloween costumes. And when you go looking at stores, they have the adult section, the sexy costumes. I can't believe what they make sexy now. So be careful, parents, when you're going with the kids. There is the adult area. Hope, I thought about you. There was a Stanley sexy tumbler costume.
What?
That's what I said. Really? You're going to make a tumbler sexy?
How do you dress up? Okay, first of all, how do you dress up like a water bottle?
And that's not a water bottle. It is a Stanley. It's a tumbler. Tumbler, okay. Not water bottle.
That's like it's a Kleenex versus a facial tissue.
No. You know, you got the tumblers. You know how they look. And it was like the little sexy miniskirt, yada, yada, yada. They make anything sexy now. Then there was the hot sauce hottie that Celeste was looking at my wife. She's like, I like hot sauce. I'm like, wow, it does look. Looks sexy. Okay. So they didn't have her size, though. Didn't work. Wow. She tried it, though.
She couldn't go as the hot sauce hottie.
No.
I'm okay with all that stuff. It's when you get into like the, I don't know, there's always a gray area, like the hot nun. I'm like, there shouldn't be a costume for this.
Yeah.
Where it comes with like a crucifix and a mini skirt.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think it's wrong. Certain things are wrong.
Certain things are crossing a line.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the part of the store that I get into where I'm like, I don't.
Or
it makes me feel funny.
Yeah, it really does. Or you see the sexy crayon. How are crayons sexy?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What's going on there? Halloween. Are you for these sexy costumes or not? 585-252-WBEE. I say you dress as your favorite country artist. That could be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsea Ballerini, she dressed up like Dolly. No, she dressed up like Shania Twain. Shania Twain, that's who she dressed up. That was really good outfits.
I've seen a couple people who have been wanting to do the That Don't Impress Me Much music video look from Shania Twain with the leopard and the hood.
That's classy sexy, if you ask me.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
You're not very impressed.
The leopard leotard is a classy sexy.
Come on, Rochester, keep it classy. So you tell us a lot of things. That are a lot of information that we would never know. Like, you love wearing tank tops underneath all your clothes.
I don't just come in and start revealing things. I don't, like, have an issue with too much information. Hope and I were discussing the layer. She said she dipped into her itchy sweaters. And I go, you know, you should put a tank top underneath all your sweaters. I go, actually, I wear a tank top under every single thing all year long.
Every single thing?
Yes. Every single thing.
Is it the same tank top?
No,
or do you have numerous?
I have a pile.
Pile.
Or camis, whatever you want to call them. But normal, to me, they're just tank tops. And I wear them under everything. And people think I'm a freak. And I don't even tell everybody. Because just the way you guys reacted to me, I was like, I don't know. It just feels like. Like a hug all day long. Like it feels like you have this undergarment that's like giving you a hug.
Is TJ alone? Do you wear tank tops
probably
year round it's underneath everything.
I've got one on. I have two layers on and a tank top underneath.
And these are all different colors? Or are they all the same color?
I have a 50 million different colors.
Okay. All right. Is it a special type of tank top?
It just feels weird for whatever I'm wearing to be touching my skin without something in between.
Even though the tank top is touching your skin and is probably a similar fabric to whatever t-shirt or other shirt you're wearing.
But the tank top's always tight. Like, I feel like I'm wearing something, I don't know.
Is this because you weren't hugged enough as a child, TJ? Is that why?
Probably. It's a big old hug all day long.
You know, that's your billion-dollar idea. Hugging tank tops.
Yeah.
For the hugs you never got.
Were you also the oldest where other babies came along so you weren't hugged as much as the others? Well, here's your tank top.
TJ's tank tops. I'm telling you, we're on the sun here.
What do you think, Shark Tank?
Moneymaker.
All right. Perfect.
Would you buy or not? We are the B Morning Coffee Club, and TJ is not alone. Others wear tank tops year-round underneath their other clothing.
Say it loud. Say it proud.
Yeah, it's a layer thing, huh?
It is. I don't know why I dress in layers. It's something that just makes me feel comfortable, I guess. But this texter says, yes, 100%. Always wear a tank top under everything. I have been since the 90s.
Whoa.
That's a lot of years of wearing tank tops. This one says, I too wear tank tops under all my shirts. Maybe it started with like, oh, this shirt's a little see-through. I'll wear a tank top underneath it, to where it's just started, I don't know, feeling good to wear under everything.
What about like a hoodie? I got my Reese's Peanut Butter hoodie on.
Oh, God, always under a hoodie. You always got to wear a t-shirt.
I do have a t-shirt on underneath.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'll wear a hoodie. No, you don't need any. The hoodie is the shirt.
No, the hoodie is the outerwear.
Outerwear? It's not a winter coat. It's a hoodie.
So nothing underneath for your hoodie sometimes. You don't need it.
No, I don't need a t-shirt underneath my hoodie. It's there to keep me warm. It's baggy. It's not anywhere near my armpits. It's not going to smell bad.
I would never wear a sweatshirt without something underneath it. Isn't that crazy?
Wait a second. How does smell get involved? They won't be near my armpits?
Yeah.
Is that why you're choosing to wear nothing underneath? Like, if it was closer, a tighter?
That's not hoodie? Why I'm choosing. Is that why you think I choose to wear things underneath so I could wear the outer things again?
Yeah, I feel like that's why people will wear like t-shirts under hoodies, is so that then you don't have to wash your hoodies as often because you've got another layer underneath. Is that not why?
For me, it just feels normal. I don't know if it started as an option of when it warms up, if I need to take off a sweatshirt, I got a t-shirt as an option.
I have something underneath my hoodie in case I have a hot flash and I need to take the hoodie off. Download that free Odyssey app. Create a log on and follow 92.5 WBEE. You listen for an hour on the free Odyssey app. You get an automatically entry to win your chance at $5,000. Monday through Sunday, each day, there is a daily $5,000 winner. It could be you. That would get y'all hot and sweaty. Mm. And sometimes it just happens out of the blue, huh?
You know, nobody prepared me for this. Even though I heard little mentionings, nobody taught me that at this point in my life, my daily way of living would be so affected by random outbursts of sweat. So gross that I got to share it with you, because I don't want others walking around not realizing that it's happening to other 40, late. Okay, I'm almost 50. All right, I'll just leave it at that. I was at an eye doctor. I was getting my eyes tested, and they were shining lights in and out and in and out. And then they had me taking my glasses on and off and on and off. So I didn't know. I was like, oh, maybe I'm feeling anxious. You know, I got a little anxious about, you know, because my vision was so messed up. And all of a sudden, the doctor sitting there talking to me, and I'm like, don't do it, TJ. And I feel it coming on, and it's like this fire from within. And all of a sudden, it goes from my gut to outside of my skin, and I just start pouring sweat. And she stops and she goes, are you okay? And I go, where's your bathroom? That's all I could say is, where's your restroom? And she just kind of points out the door and she goes, down there. I go, thank you. Walked in that door shut behind me, and I started to peel off my clothes. I started to take off my shirt. Don't worry, there weren't stalls. It was a single person bathroom. And this was I just start like pouring water all over my face. I have my face underneath
the cool
faucet.
To cool off.
To cool off from a hot flash. The worst one I've ever had.
Wow.
The worst one.
Can I say the M word? Is that what this is about?
It's
the
yeah, it's perimenopause.
Okay.
And it is so embarrassing. I could not. I had no idea how to recoup from this. I tried so hard, but I was like, how am I going to go back out there? Once I got it under control, I'm like, now what am I going to do? I just wanted to crawl through a hole.
Well, I think you, well, I know for a fact you're not alone. I would just be honest. I would have just went back and go,
I
had
did.
One of those M moments.
I did, but I was still super embarrassed because it was that over the top. And I was in the restroom for a long time.
I'd like to do the eye test again.
They were probably like, what a hot mess. Like, what is her deal? I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I was like speed walking to my car. And of course, first person I had to call was Steve. Because when you go through moments that make you laugh of embarrassment like that, you have to call your significant other. Because really, they have to laugh with you. Well, at you. Well, at me with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're not alone. It's the M word.
It's crazy.
Well, listen, have a nice cool day.
Yes.
We hope no hot flashes for you. No breakout in the big sweats. We're here for you. You know that. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. True American hero there, Brantley Gilbert.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Stopping his show on Friday night, going backstage, helping his wife deliver their third child, a little boy. Then went back on stage an hour later and finished the concert, not depriving his fans of a concert. That's a true American hero.
Well, he's got another baby, so he couldn't give refunds, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pay for that little guy. You're right. Diapers are expensive. You're right.
I mean, there won't be a hospital bill because, well, you had it on the bus, but doesn't matter. Right now, we want to give you the 9 o'clock word. We want to send you to see Kane Brown. Kane Brown special guest Mitchell Tenpenny, Ashley Cook at CMAC in May. Tickets don't even go on sale until this Friday. But here's the word. You get this word, you put it online at WBEE.com. The word is heaven. Heaven. H-E-A-V-E-N. Heaven. Get to WBEE.com and enter that word.
Yeah, it's your chance to score Kane Brown tickets. And we have four Kane Brown code words. We have 8, 9, then 4 and 5 in the afternoon. All four different, so that's four different chances for you to sign up and win the Kane Brown tickets. Head on over to WBEE.com. One of the country artists that loves dressing up for Halloween. He was Deadpool. He was a dodgeball character. He loves to get creative Halloween costumes. And when you go looking at stores, they have the adult section, the sexy costumes. I can't believe what they make sexy now. So be careful, parents, when you're going with the kids. There is the adult area. Hope, I thought about you. There was a Stanley sexy tumbler costume.
What?
That's what I said. Really? You're going to make a tumbler sexy?
How do you dress up? Okay, first of all, how do you dress up like a water bottle?
And that's not a water bottle. It is a Stanley. It's a tumbler. Tumbler, okay. Not water bottle.
That's like it's a Kleenex versus a facial tissue.
No, 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 no. You know, you got the tumblers. You know how they look. And it was like the little sexy miniskirt, yada, yada, yada. They make anything sexy now. Then there was the hot sauce hottie that Celeste was looking at my wife. She's like, I like hot sauce. I'm like, wow, it does look sexy. Okay. So they didn't have her size, though. It didn't work. Didn't work. Wow. She tried it, though.
She couldn't go as the hot sauce hottie.
No.
I'm okay with all that stuff. It's when you get into like the, I don't know, there's always a gray area, like the hot nun. I'm like, there shouldn't be a costume for this.
Yeah.
Where it comes with like a crucifix and a mini skirt.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think it's wrong. Certain things are wrong.
Certain things are crossing the line.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the part of the store that I get into where I'm like, I don't.
Or
it makes me feel funny.
Yeah, it really does. Or you see the sexy crayon. How are crayons sexy?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing?
On there? Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Are you for these sexy costumes or not? 585-252-WBEE. I say you dress as your favorite country artist. That could be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Ballerini, she dressed up like Dolly. No, she dressed up like Shania Twain. Shania Twain, that's who she dressed up. That was really good outfits.
I've seen a couple people who have been wanting to do the That Don't Impress Me Much music video look from Shania Twain with the leopard and the hood.
That's classy sexy, if you ask me.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
You're not very impressed.
The leopard leotard is a classy sexy.
Come on, Rochester. Keep it classy. So you tell us a lot of things that are a lot of information that we would never know. Like, you love wearing tank tops underneath all your clothes.
I don't just come in and start revealing things. I don't like have an issue with too much information. Hope and I were discussing the layer. She said she dipped into her itchy sweaters. And I go, you know, you should put a tank top underneath all your sweaters. I go, actually, I wear a tank top under every single thing all year long.
Every single thing?
Yes. Every single thing.
Is it the same tank top?
No,
or do you have numerous?
I have a pile.
Pile.
Or camis, whatever you want to call them. But normal, to me, they're just tank tops. All and right. I wear them under everything. And people think I'm a freak. And I don't even tell everybody. Because just the way you guys reacted to me, I was like, I don't know. It just feels like. Like a hug all day long. Like, it feels like you have this undergarment that's like giving you a hug.
Is TJ alone? Do you wear tank tops?
Probably.
Year round.
It's
underneath
weird?
Everything. Everything.
I've got one on. I have two layers on and a tank top underneath.
And these are all different colors? Or are they all the same color?
I have a 50 million different colors.
Okay. All right. Is it a special type of tank top?
It just feels weird for whatever I'm wearing. To be touching my skin without something in between.
Even though the tank top is touching your skin and is probably a similar fabric to whatever t-shirt or other shirt you're wearing.
But the tank top's always tight. Like, I feel like I'm wearing something, I don't know.
Is this because you weren't hugged enough as a child, TJ? Is that why?
Probably. It's a big old hug all day long.
You know, that's your billion-dollar idea. Hugging tank tops.
Yeah.
For the hugs you never got.
Were you also the oldest where other babies came along so you weren't hugged as much as the others? Well, here's your tank top.
TJ's tank tops. I'm telling you, we're on the sun here.
What do you think, Shark Tank?
Moneymaker.
All right. Perfect.
Would you buy or not? We are the B Morning Coffee Club, and TJ is not alone. Others wear tank tops year-round underneath their other clothing.
Say it loud, say it proud.
Yeah, it's a layer thing, huh?
It is. I don't know why I dress in layers. It's something that just makes me feel comfortable, I guess. But this texter says, yes, 100%. Always wear a tank top under everything. I have been since the 90s.
Whoa.
That's a lot of years of wearing tank tops. This one says, I too wear tank tops under all my shirts. Maybe it started with like, oh, this shirt's a little see-through. I'll wear a tank top underneath it to where it's just started, I don't know, feeling good to wear under everything.
What about like a hoodie? I got my Reese's peanut butter hoodie on.
Oh, God, always under a hoodie. You always got to wear a t-shirt.
I do have a t-shirt on underneath.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'll wear a hoodie. No, you don't need any. The hoodie is the shirt.
No, the hoodie is the outerwear.
Outerwear? It's not a winter coat. It's a hoodie.
So nothing underneath for your hoodie sometimes. You don't need it.
No, I don't need a t-shirt underneath my hoodie. It's there to keep me warm. It's baggy. It's not anywhere near my armpits. It's not going to smell bad.
I would never wear a sweatshirt without something underneath it. Isn't that crazy?
How does smell get involved? They won't be near my armpits?
Yeah.
Is that why you're choosing to wear nothing underneath? Like, if it was closer, a tighter?
That's not why I'm choosing. Is that why you think I choose to wear things underneath so I could wear the outer things again?
Yeah, I feel like that's why people will wear like t-shirts under hoodies, is so that then you don't have to wash your hoodies as often because you've got another layer underneath. Is that not why?
For me, it just feels normal. I don't know if it started as an option of when it warms up, if I need to take off a sweatshirt, I got a t-shirt as an option.
I have something underneath my hoodie in case I have a hot flash and I need to take the hoodie off. Download that free Odyssey app. Create a log on and follow 92.5 WBEE. You listen for an hour on the free Odyssey app. You get an automatically entry to win your chance at $5,000. Monday through Sunday, each day, there is a daily $5,000 winner. It could be you. That would get y'all hot and sweaty. And sometimes it just happens out of the blue, huh?
You know, nobody prepared me for this. Even though I heard little mentionings, nobody taught me that at this point in my life, my daily way of living would be so affected by random outbursts of sweat. So gross. that I got to share it with you because I don't want others walking around not realizing that it's happening to other 40 late. Okay, I'm almost 50. All right, I'll just leave it at that. I was at an eye doctor. I was getting my eyes tested and they were shining lights in and out and in and out. And then they had me taking my glasses on and off and on and off. So I didn't know. I was like, oh, maybe I'm feeling anxious. You know, I got a little anxious about, you know, because my vision was so messed up. And all of a sudden, the doctor sitting there talking to me, and I'm like, don't do it, TJ. And I feel it coming on. And it's like this fire from within. And all of a sudden, it goes from my gut to outside of my skin. And it just starts, I just start pouring sweat. And she stops and she goes, are you okay? And I go, where's your bathroom? That's all I could say is, where's your restroom? And she goes, she just kind of points out the door and she goes, down there. I go, thank you. Walked in that door, door shut behind me, and I started to peel off my clothes. I started to take off my shirt. Don't worry, there weren't stalls. It was a single person bathroom. And I just start pouring water all over my face. I have my face underneath
the cool
faucet.
Off.
To cool off from a hot flash. The worst one I've ever had.
Wow.
The worst one.
Can I say the M word? Is that what this is about?
It's perimenopause.
Okay.
And it is so embarrassing. I could not. I had no idea how to recoup from this. I tried so hard, but I was like, how am I going to go back out there? Once I got it under control, I'm like, now what am I going to do? I just wanted to crawl through a hole.
Well, I think you, well, I know for a fact you're not alone. I would just be honest. I would have just went back and go,
I
had
did.
One of those M moments.
I did, but I was still super embarrassed because it was that over the top. And I was in the restroom for a long time.
I'd like to do the eye test again.
They were like, what a hot mess. Like, what is her deal? I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I was like speed walking to my car. And of course, first person I had to call was Steve. Because when you go through moments that make you laugh of embarrassment like that, you have to call your significant other. Because really, they have to laugh with you. Well, at you. Well, at me with me.
Yeah.
So, yes.
You're not alone. It's the M word.
It's crazy.
Well, listen, have a nice cool day.
Yes.
We hope no hot flashes for you. No breakout in the big sweats. We're here for you. You know that. It's the B Morning Coffee Club.